ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 28। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी।
अंतर्भवेनंतभवन्तमेव यत्यच्चयन्तो मृगयन्ति सन्तः असन्तमप्यन्त्यहित्मन्तरेण सन्तं गुणं तं किमु यन्ति सन्तः अन्तर्भवेनन्तभवन्तमेव यत्यत्यजन्तो मृगयन्ति सन्तः असन्तमप्यन्त्यहिमन्तरेण सन्तं गुणन्तं किमु यन्ति सन्तः अन्तर्भवेनन्तभवन्तमेव यत्यत्यजन्तो मृगयन्ति सन्तः असन्तमप्यन्त्यहिमन्तरेण सन्तं गुणन्तं किमु यन्ति सन्तः।
यत्यत्यजन्तो मृगयन्ति सन्तः
वर्ड फॉर वर्ड प्लीज रिपीट। अन्तः भवे विद इन द बॉडी अनंत ओ अनलिमिटेड लॉर्ड भवन्तम् योरसेल्फ एव इंडीड ही certainly atat everything separate from you tyajantah rejecting mrigayanti search out santah the saintly devotees asantam unreal api even anti present nearby ahim the illusion of a snake antarena without negating santam real gunam the rope tam that kim o whether yanti appreciate santah persons who are spiritually situated Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. O unlimited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a robe lying before them until they refute the illusion that it is a snake? Please repeat. O unlimited Lord, the saintly devotees seek you out within their own bodies by rejecting everything separate from you. Indeed, how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a robe lying before them until they refute the illusion that it is a snake? Purport. One may argue that a person should cultivate self-realization and at the same time pursue sense gratification for the material body. This proposition is herein refuted by the example of misidentifying a robe as a snake. One who mistakes a robe for a snake becomes fearful and thinks of the so-called snake. But upon discovering that the so-called snake is actually a robe, he experiences a different emotion, relief, and can then ignore the robe. Similarly, because we misunderstand the material body to be the self, we are experiencing many emotions in relation to the body. Upon discovering, however, that the body is simply a bag of material chemicals, we carefully note how this illusion was created and then lose interest in the body. Discovering that we are actually an eternal soul within the body, we naturally focus our attention on that real self. Those who are saintly and wise always cultivate Krishna consciousness, spiritual knowledge, having transcended the foolish misidentification of the body as the self. Such Krishna conscious persons go on to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who dwells within the material body as the Super Soul, the witness and guide of every living entity. A realization of the Super Soul and the individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person automatically gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha
कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ द डिवोटीज फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग भगवतम क्लास। आई हैव टू सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द सीनियर वैष्णवास प्रेजेंट हियर। आई एम वेरी स्मॉल पर्सन बट आई हैव बीन गिवन अ ऑर्डर बाय धर्मात्मा प्रभु, सो आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग माई लेवल बेस्ट टू सर्व। सो इन दिस पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर वी आर हियरिंग ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर्स ऑफर्ड बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा, and it is very much relevant and of great importance, especially to us, because Brahma is founder acharya of our sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya sampradaya. So what kind of prayers is offering is a very important thing for us. And at the same time we can see that he is offering these prayers in this holy land of Vrindavan, and that too to 200 form Krishna. So it becomes a very very important thing for us to understand what all things Brahmaji is saying in these prayers. And practically if we see, then the whole chapter is comprising of all the Siddhanta, Gaudiya Siddhanta, Vaishnava Siddhanta is being presented in this whole chapter. To the extent that how Lord Krishna is the source of all the incarnations, and how the Brajavasis are the topmost devotees. So all these things are very very carefully explained by Lord Brahma in this particular chapter. And that is why it is very very important for us to understand this. And if we see how Brahmaji has reached this conclusion, so if we just go back a little bit in verse number 15, then we can see there Brahmaji was mentioning that, my dear Lord, if your transcendental body which shelters the entire universe is actually lying upon the water, then why were you not seen by me when I searched for you? And why, though I could not envision you properly within my heart, did you then suddenly reveal yourself? So here Brahmaji is referring to the situation at the dawn of the universe, when he had been just taken birth on the lotus flower which emerged from the navel of Garbhodakshai Vishnu. So he was not aware what is the thing going on. And when he looked down towards the source of the lotus, he actually went down to the stem, that's what is mentioned in Bhagavatam. And he tried to find out who is the source, who is my source. And despite reaching that position, he could not see the Lord. That is what Brahma is mentioning here. And later on when he came back and sat on the lotus, the two words tapa was heard by him, and Lord within his heart gave him all understanding what he is supposed to do. And after that great austerity which he performed, then Lord showed himself, revealed himself to him. So from this situation also Brahmaji is teaching us that how we cannot understand the Supreme Lord by our own endeavors. It is only by the mercy of the Lord when we follow the instructions and injunctions given by him in the scriptures, and those by laid down by our acharyas, can we understand the Supreme Lord. So when he gave up those endeavors and performed the austerities given by the Lord, then actually Lord revealed himself. So that is how that happened there. And then in the further, in after he was revealed this darshan, he offers his prayers to the Lord. This is the third canto, 9th chapter, verse number 1. He says,
I'll just read the translation. Lord Brahma said, "O my Lord, today, after many, many years of penance, I have come to know about you. Oh, how unfortunate the embodied living entities are that they are unable to know your personality. My Lord, you are the only knowable object because there is nothing supreme beyond you. If there is anything supposedly superior to you, it is not the absolute. You can exist as a supreme by exhibiting the creative energy of matter." So these are the prayers to the creative energy offered by the Lord Brahma. And in this he is mentioning that Jnatosi me adya suchiran nanu deha bhajan, that now after many many years of penance I have come to know about you. So he is mentioning here that I have come to know about you after many many years of penance. And despite this fact, despite knowing the Supreme Lord, what we see is that when the same Supreme Lord appears in his real form, two-handed form, and he is exchanging very beautifully with his cowherd boys, his friends, so Lord Brahma is again bewildered. The same Brahmaji who has very much known the Supreme Lord by the mercy of the Lord is getting bewildered again by the pastimes of the Lord. So this is how we can see that actually the pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna are so very bewildering to the mundane people that even such great personalities as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are also bewildered. And that is why this whole episode of Brahma Vimohan Lila takes place, wherein Brahmaji is thinking that let me see who is this person actually. And when the pastime is completed, when he understands or when he sees that how Lord himself has manifested in so many Vrajagopas and the calves, so then he comes to his understanding and he is now offering all these prayers. So after this, again in verse number 38, Brahmaji is mentioning a very beautiful prayer which is in connection to this. That's why I'm just reading the transition on that. So there Brahmaji is saying, there are people who say, "I know everything about Krishna." Let them think in that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. So at one point of time, Brahmaji was saying, "I know you very well." And now, after all this episode, he is himself declaring that actually I thought I knew you, but I don't know you. So he is saying, "As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. O my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words." So this is the real and right understanding what Brahmaji is teaching, so that we can also develop this kind of understanding, not to always try to find out how things are working in the pastimes of Krishna, but accepting as they are and trying to follow as best as we can in our own lives. So this particular verse, if we see here, the Brahmaji is mentioning about the illusion. He is saying that how can discriminating persons appreciate the real nature of a rope lying before them until they refute the illusion that it is a snake. So unless and until we refute the illusion what we have got, we cannot understand the real thing of anything. So that is what Brahmaji is mentioning here, giving the example of rope and a snake, which is a very famous example quoted by Srila Prabhupada in various places. Whenever he would have to explain that how Mayavadis go wrong in their understanding about the existence of material world, he used this analogy and explained us that how people falsely think the rope to be snake and get bewildered by that, get frightened by that, and they think that, oh, because the actually it is rope, it is not snake, so snake also did not exist. But Prabhupada tells us That's because snake is there, that's why you are getting this illusion that this rope is snake. So that is how this material world people think to be the real, but actual thing is that spiritual world is real, and we misidentify or misunderstand this material world to be real, and then we get illusion. So this Brahmaji is mentioning that unless and until we dispel this illusion, we cannot understand the truth, what it is. And if we see the previous verse, there also Brahmaji is mentioning that just see the foolishness of those ignorant person who consider you to be some separated manifestation of illusion. So as Bhagavad Gita also mentions that manushim tanum ashritam, people think me to be just like them, made of matter, but that is not the thing. Manifest of illusion, and who consider the self, which is actually you, to be something else. So there Brahmaji was mentioning in this verse number 27 that instead of searching oneself within, person starts finding out somewhere outside. And here in this particular verse, Brahmaji is mentioning that those wise people, those saintly person who has dispelled this illusion that I am this body, they actually search within, that is the super soul, and they actually connect with the super soul and they get a great pleasure, as mentioned in the last line of the purport, that the individual soul, the realization of super soul and individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person automatically gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. So that is how we see when we are able to give up this illusion, only then can we understand the truth. Evam yo vetti tatvatah. Krishna is also encouraging us that unless and until we understand the divine activities and divine birth of the Supreme Lord in truth, we cannot go to the spiritual world, or again we will have to take birth. So if we understand that in truth, only then can we go back. So that is what is mentioned here also. So in the one of the morning walk conversation, Srila Prabhupada was also having this kind of explanation. Prabhupada was giving this explanation that devotee sees Krishna everywhere. So Hridayananda Maharaj was asking, does devotee also see Krishna in death? So why death? Krishna, devotee sees Krishna everywhere. That is what Prabhupada is saying. Without Krishna, there cannot be anything. And then Prabhupada gives this example of snake and the rope. Because somebody is thinking rope to be the snake, he is frightened. And one who knows this is rope, he is not frightened. So actually the one thing that God is one and he has distributed in so many manifestations, one realizes that it is God and by his energy he is manifested in so many forms. So why he should be frightened with death? And we have seen practically when Srila Prabhupada is mentioning these words, it's not just the words, because when there was bombing going on in Kolkata during the World War, so Prabhupada was peacefully sitting there and frying kachoris for the Lord, and when he was asked that was he not frightened, so he said no, because he was seeing these bombs coming as Krishna. So that is how Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that if we all try to see everything in truth, only then we will not mistake something to be other thing. Then in that conversation, Jayadvita Swami, he mentions that in modern days they take this thing in another way. What is that this thing? That God has manifested through his multifarious energies everything. So when this concept is misunderstood, what do people think? Jayadvita Maharaj is saying that everything is God and so I can do anything. This is what the understanding people get with this this kind of illusion. And Prabhupada very wonderfully says that everything is God, so I can do everything, was the argument placed by Jayadvaita Maharaj. Prabhupada says, but you are not God. You are rascal. You are thinking yourself to be God, but you are not God. So that's why even if Lord has manifested himself in all the places, but that does not mean you are that. You are a spirit soul, part and parcel of the God. And Brahma Prabhupada says that this is Mayavad philosophy, wherein people, they are saying that, oh, God is loitering in all, everywhere, all the street, you know, so better go and serve, you know, people loitering in the street. But that is not the real understanding. But a Vaishnava understanding, as our acharyas has said, is that because God is present within the heart, identifying that they have forgotten their relationship with God, we try to re-establish that relationship with the God. We help them also to re-establish their relationship with the God. So that is how the real understanding or Vaishnava understanding of this situation is. So then what is this illusion is very well explained by Lord Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Prakrute kriyamanani gune karmani sarvashah ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse 27. Krishna is saying, because of identifying oneself with these three modes of material nature, and because of thinking oneself to be the doer, he gets conditioned by the three modes. And because of this false identification, he is forced to undergo the cycle of birth and death. And what happens because of this false identification? The person is engaged in all kinds of sinful activities and he leads a life of sense gratification. And this we can see that because the basic foundation goes wrong, then whatever he builds on that foundation is also wrong. And there is always a chance that such a building which is on a wrong foundation collapses. So one day or the other, this civilization which is based on materialism or identifying oneself with the body actually takes in a wrong direction. And we have seen this in many, many cases and examples how this happens. So one devotee was sharing me that how he was having once a talk with his son, and they were just having a prasadam in Govinda's restaurant, and while discussing, the father said, just see how nice flowers have been offered to the, you know, photos there in the restaurant. So this just giving a background that devotee, father is devotee, but the son is not a devotee, but he likes to have prasad in Govinda's. So when he says like this, the son, who is claiming himself to be very intelligent, he is saying that, father, just see, you are plucking the flower from the plant and you are offering. So what kind of is this? You are murdering the flower. So it is as good as killing an animal. It is as good as eating non-veg. So this kind of understanding the son is offering. And then father is trying all his level best to explain. And then father goes on to Google to find out, you know, some more understanding. And he finds out that such kind of debate actually took place between one student and an IIT professor. So the student was claiming the same way. And then the IIT professor was explaining that how actually the plants do not have nervous system and animals do have. That's why if you pluck a flower, it is not a murder. But now if we see from spiritual perspective, all these premises can still be, somebody else will come with some other understanding and he will break down this proposition also. And he will again prove that no, it is plucking the flower is killing the flower only. But when we actually understand the truth that we are spirit soul, and every plant has a soul, every animal body has a soul, and soul is there in all these bodies, and these are just external dresses, and these are created because of the illusion of misidentifying oneself with the body, then the real thing is established. Till that point, such kind of debates will go to no end. So just like I was mentioning that if the foundation is wrong, then everything else goes wrong. So because here in this discussion the foundation was not established, or foundation was not proper, so then there is a scope of arguments till endless time. So that is how we can see that if we are able to understand this real thing, that how Krishna is manifested everywhere in all the places, and we are supposed to connect with Krishna in that way. Till that time we don't come to this understanding, we are always situated in illusion. So we can also see that how Krishna is there everywhere is mentioned by Brahmaji in his Brahma Samhita prayers, Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, that he is in every atom and even in between the space of two atoms. So what is the place where Lord is not existing? So there is no place. So sometimes people say, I need some privacy. But where is the privacy? Lord is there everywhere to see. He is seeing us through sun, moon and so many other aspects, the eight directions. So everything is there, that Lord is observing us, all our activities, all our thoughts. And if we are able to understand this, then we connect with the reality. Till then, we remain in illusion. And yes, that is a fact, that it is not so easy, very easy to speak in this way. But when it comes to reality, certainly a person like me gets into the illusion and forgets the connection with the Lord. But the Lord gives us the chance to again and again remind us through various ways. And that's why if we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is giving us so many lists of things through which we can remember Him. I am the taste of water, I am the smell of the earth, and all this list goes on. So that we can connect ourselves with the reality and not get illusioned by this analogy of rope and snake. Think rope to be snake. So Krishna is giving the chance to come out of this illusion. As we see in Bhagavad Gita again, Matra Sparsha Sukonteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukkha Dham. So one devotee was sharing me that how we are supposed to learn to tolerate the heat and cold and all these things which are experienced through the touch of sense with the sense objects. So while explaining, he was mentioning that in this holy Vrindavan dham, we see that both this heat and cold are very extreme. At least I am experiencing it very extreme for me, coming from Pune. So this is very cold. And Krishna is giving us the chance through this, that devotee is mentioning, that in the dham, Krishna is giving the chance to learn to tolerate this extreme heat and extreme cold. So why Krishna is giving us this chance, or what is the purpose behind this? So he is mentioning that at the time of death, sometimes the body experiences both these things simultaneously. Some parts of the body are cold and some part are hot due to fever. So he was mentioning about one of his relative experiencing this kind of thing. So then in that situation, while quitting the body, if the living entity is getting bogged up with this heat or cold in the body, then how can he think of Krishna? So that's why in this hell and healthy position, Krishna is giving us this opportunity, the chance that okay, there is extreme cold, but if you are able to think of me, that's good. And in the purport of that particular verse, Matras Parashasu, Prabhupada exactly gives this understanding that how in the month of December, in Magh, that people, they take cold water bath early in the morning and attend morning program or Mangalarti. Or in the summer season, Prabhupada gives example of a household woman, that how she, despite this hot situation, she is standing in front of the fire and cooking. So one has to learn to tolerate these things, so that at the time of quitting one's body, one is able to think of Krishna and not get misled by the heat and cold which is apparently created in the body at that time. And in this connection we can see that how Krishna gives such chance to all of us to come out through the story of one of our acharyas, like Bilva Mangal Thakur. We all know the story, that how he was at his final rites, performing the final rites for his departed father. But he was so much attracted and attached to the prostitute Chintamani, that that time also he was worrying and thinking about her, that how can I go and meet her. And he is going through rain, heavy rain, and trying to cross a river. And while trying to cross the river, he found some log of wood, as he thought of, and he crossed it. And as he was crossing, he realized that it was a dead body. So further he went ahead, and he was trying to enter into the house, but the room and gate was locked. So he was trying to climb the wall, picking up a rope, and it was a snake. So because the rope and snake analogy has come here, quite befitting. And then finally he somehow or other reaches in the house, and when Chintamani sees him, she becomes surprised that in such a difficult situation, such a difficult environment, how could you manage to come here? And when he explains all these things, she only says that if at all you could have directed all this energy to the Lord, by the time you might have achieved the darshan of the Lord. And that actually opens his eyes. And as his eyes are open, then he starts towards Vrindavan. And on the way to Vrindavan also, again, once again he gets attracted towards the beauty of another lady. And when he is simply following that lady to have association with her. But she, coming from a very chaste and pious Brahmin family, she enters the house and tells her husband that this person has been following me for a long time. And then Brahmana says, all right, he seems to be a saintly person, let's have a discussion. And when the Brahmana asks, what do you want? And he very shamelessly tells, I want to have association with your wife. So Brahmana is a magnanimous, and he says, all right, you can have it. And he invites him at home. But after understanding the truth, Bilva Mangal Thakur himself realizes what all things he is undergoing, and he simply begs for a pin, hair pin, and plucks out his eyes, thinking that these eyes are the cause of my distraction in my service. So obviously that is an extreme example and it cannot be imitated, but from this we learn that we have to try to find out such kind of distractions in our life and try to keep them away. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also mentioned, that whatever is favorable we accept and whatever is unfavorable we reject. So discriminating this, as is Brahmaji mentioning in this particular verse, that unless and until we discriminate between the truth and illusion, we cannot make spiritual significant spiritual advancement. So same thing Bilva Mangal Thakur is teaching us through his life, that how one has to be very serious in accepting the favorable things. And that is how Srila Prabhupada is also mentioning in one of the lecture. I'll just read this small paragraph, that a perfect person means who is not illusioned, who does not commit mistakes. All of us, we commit mistakes, but a perfect person does not commit mistakes. This is the difference between perfect and imperfect. We are illusioned to accept something in place of something else. Just like the example is given by some philosophers to accept the rope by mistake as a snake. This is called illusion. To vision water in the desert, this is due to our imperfection. So a person who is liberated or not under the control of the material nature, he is illusioned, neither he commits mistakes. Sorry, he is not illusioned, neither he commits mistake. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about a perfect person. And just actually I was here in Vrindavan for a service of getting small Utsav Murti for one of our temple. So as I was dealing with some of these people, local people, Brajavasis, I learned how these people are actually situated in this reality. They don't get very easily disillusioned by, you know, thinking that they are bodies or whatever they are is their aham mameti, what we say regularly. So one of the person which I was dealing with, while discussing, I happened to be at his home. So I said, oh, is this your home? Immediately, without a fraction of a second, he said, no, it is Thakurji's home. So I was surprised. I never had such thought in my life ever. Maybe philosophically sometimes I tell, oh, this is not mine, this is Krishna's. I am a caretaker or something. But that is their heart. That's what I learned. And another person, he was explaining that how one of his son, he died because of an accident. And then another son is there, but he is not so much keen in working, making this murti and all. So he eats gutka also. But then what can be done, you know? So I asked him again to confirm, are you talking about your son? Is this your son? He said, no, not my son. It's all Krishna's. You know? What is mine, you know? Nothing is mine. So all belongs to Krishna. This whatever I am making, that is also Krishna is giving me intelligence. Otherwise, how can anything manifest like that? So this mood is there in very much in these kind of perfect personalities, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, that they are situated in this reality that everything is belonging to Krishna. Now I am also belonging to Krishna. And that's why they never get illusioned. So it was a great learning experience for me on personal level, and hope and pray with the blessings of all of you that I may always situate myself in this reality and not get illusioned by thinking myself to be material body. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Request our senior devotees to please correct me or offer some comment. Experience what you are mentioning, but whatever I have heard from my spiritual master or Prabhupada, I'd just like to repeat that we need to continue this process with great faith, determination and with patience, with the end in the mind that one day Krishna will shower his mercy and this reality will dawn within the heart from within. So with that faith and determination, we just continue practicing whatever is being offered to us as sincerely as possible. And certainly because of not being fully rightly situated, there may be distractions, but then again trying oneself back, pulling oneself back to the reality. As Krishna is also mentioning, chanchalam hi manas Krishna, that mind is chanchal, but again re-establishing back to his own position. So I feel that is what we can try our level best. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
As you give the example of this one, that he asks a pin and he put and he doesn't want to see the things. Because we are in the material world, we have to continue our life. We don't have to make suicide, personal suicide like that, that I don't want to see. Then how we can control ourselves without making us blind and being in this material world?
Yes. So yeah, it is almost a similar question. And the answer is that yes, we are very weak in control of our senses, but just we try our level best to follow whatever is told as sincerely as possible. Yeah. Sadhu Sangha, yes, Prabhuji said, and also adding very important point of Sadhu Sangha, because Tyag. Yeah. And give up the bad association, Asat Sangha Tyag. That will also help us to very focused, in a focused way, control, bring the control. And ultimately, as we are not controllers of anything, so we cannot even control our senses. It's only Krishna can control our senses. So Krishna, Prabhupada again and again tells us that if we try to engage more and more in service of Krishna, Krishna will control our senses. Yes,
please. Thank you so much. Could you make, we see like Krishna is giving this world, and giving this illusory energy or illusions for some purpose, like because maybe our perfection or to enjoy like this universe. So we want to get out of the illusion, but Krishna has given this for some purpose. Like these are qualitatively, like how we understand.
So that is also one more thing which I would have mentioned, but Brahmaji has this thankless task of covering the living entity with five kinds of ignorance. When the living entity has been created, he covers the living entity with five kinds of ignorance. Why? Brahmaji is aware that living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, then why is covering? Because that is the desire of living entity to separate, to enjoy separately from Krishna. So in order to get that kind of so-called enjoyment or the experience of that I am the enjoyer, then Brahmaji has to cover. So that is the purpose, that we are being illusioned because of our own desire. Otherwise, if we know that I am spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna, then how can person enjoy? So-called sense gratification. He cannot enjoy. So to give that chance, okay, you try it out. That is why this kind of covering is given.
This illusion is like good for us or like?
If that was good, then Brahmaji would not have said that we have to come out of this.
Krishna has given us.
Because of our desire. Our desire of wanting to enjoy separately from Krishna. So we can end here. So one more question.
So, I don't know if I should read the last paragraph and then ask my question. Because to me it appears, Prabhupada's, in the end at least, Prabhupada says, realization of the super soul and the individual soul is so pleasing and satisfying that a self-realized person on my body gives up everything irrelevant to his spiritual advancement. And then before that, Prabhupada said that those who are saintly and wise always cultivate Krishna consciousness. So my question actually is that Prabhupada is talking about Krishna on the Paramatma level, the super soul. And is this the right understanding that here he's not talking about Bhagavan, but he's talking about Paramatma? So in that we take complete happiness, because you know the three different levels, I think you're understanding my point, Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahman.
Yes, so are we supposed to be satisfied in Paramatma realization? Is this your question?
Yeah.
So actually what understanding we get from this line is that even the realization of super soul is so pleasing. The realization of super soul is so pleasing that one gets rid away of all his distraction and focuses on Paramatma. Then what to talk of the realization of Bhagavan? We can think in that terms, that if the realization of super soul is so pleasing that one will not get distracted, then how much one will be focused and attached if he gets the realization of Bhagavan. Yes.
Yeah, I understand. And then this one's making me think that that we talk about what they call Mayavadi, so then they the Ashtanga Yogis, I think, that they are focusing on trying to attain Paramatma, and then they run the big massive risk of thinking, oh, that's me.
Yes.
So, I mean, surely Prabhupada is not talking about that, but then I was just wondering that Ashtanga Yogi may read this and think, okay, it's totally okay.
No, Ashtanga Yogi, actually any transcendentalist Prabhupada mentioned, is a very great person. He is called as Mahant. Even who is Brahmavadi, he is also called as a very great person in that sense. So Ashtanga Yogi is also very great because he is trying to find super soul within his heart, or he is trying to meditate on it. Now pitfall is there in everywhere. Even in the process of Krishna consciousness, there are so many dangers that one may try to get into. So the dangers are there in all the paths. But as far as this particular thing is concerned, here it is only mentioned in this sense, that if we realize super soul, still we are getting rid of all kinds of distractions, then what would be, you know, the effect of realizing the Supreme Lord Bhagavan?
I wonder if I can pursue this a little further if you have time.
I think it is over time, whatever I thought. Sorry. Yeah. Prabhuji is very nicely adding, Param Drishtva Nivardate, that if we are able to realize super soul, if we are able to realize Bhagavan, then we are able to transcend all these material inabilities. That is what is the understanding given through this line.
I had a little small second question. You gave this very nice story about the flower, about how the father and the son, and then I was just wondering that that we know that soul for us resides in the heart region. And in the plant, the soul is in the flower or is it in somewhere else? I don't know if this is a silly question. Or where in the plant does the soul reside? Because
actually the story was mentioned only for one thing, that if the foundation is wrong, then everything else goes wrong. So I would not enter into the details of that. So that is the, I wanted to mention that point. So that's why. Thank you very much. Antarashramad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.